Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Dave Dickey of the opening commodity market report for Monday. The price of oil retreated toward $105 a barrel today as traders weighed conflicting signals about the strength of demand, slowing growth in China, and plunging U.S. fuel stockpiles. By early afternoon in Europe, benchmark crude for August delivery was down 65 cents to at $105.30 a barrel in electronic trading. On the New York Mercantile Exchange, the contract jumped 104 to close at 105.95 in New York Friday. Oil is about 10% so far this month. It's been jolted higher by unexpectedly sharp drops in U.S. crude and gasoline inventories. They suggest stronger demand. The military ouster in early July of Egypt's president has also added a premium to crude, reflecting the risk of supply distribution from political instability in a country that controls the Suez Canal. In other news this morning, we'll get right back to the agricultural news in just a moment.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
U.S. soybean futures are mostly lower today, slumping after weekend weather forecasts for the U.S. Farm Belt shifted toward favorable conditions for crop development. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans for August delivery is up 5.25 cents. Traders are focused on weather, and typically futures react to weather forecasts today. Investors are adjusting after private weather forecasters reduce the threat of stressful heat and dryness lasting in the U.S. Farm Belt that should improve the development of soybean crops. Private weather forecaster Telman DTN in the morning forecast said a more than seasonal temperature pattern and increasing shower threats will favor reproductive corn and developing soybeans for the next 6 to 10 days. New crop futures, such as the November contract that represent crops to be harvested in autumn, are lower as traders brace for U.S. supplies to rebuild substantially in 2013, not acknowledging that good summer weather could offset any issues from delayed seedings. Now let's take a look at how growing weather news. Here's meteorologist Drew Winter.
Most of the Midwest will likely encounter some very good weather as we move forward through this next week to 10-day period. Most of the region is going to see rain at one time or another, and that includes the drier areas in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. Showers and thunderstorms are most likely in that particular region on Wednesday night through Saturday, and during that period of time we'll likely see enough precipitation to temporarily improve the topsoil moisture situation, but not change the subsoil much at all. We'll look for a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain during that time period. Some localized amounts getting upwards to an inch will be possible. Most of the precipitation will certainly be welcome, but I'm concerned that there won't be enough follow-up precipitation to sustain the improving trend. Next week looks rather dry for most of the southwestern Corn Belt once again. In the meantime, most other areas across the Midwest will see rain and thunderstorms as well. Over this first week, rain totals will run anywhere from 3/10 to 9/10 of an inch. Some localized amounts upwards to about an inch and a half will occur. The second week forecast may generate something quite similar, with rain totals running from 1/4 inch to 8/10 of an inch, with some local amounts to an inch and a quarter. And temperatures are expected to be seasonable over this next two-week period. High temperatures this week will likely run mostly in the 80s and lower to a few middle 90s, at least through Wednesday, maybe Thursday. After that, a cool air mass will settle into the region from Canada and bring those temperatures back down to a more seasonable range of upper 70 and 80 degree readings. That will occur only for about a three-day period, and then we'll turn right around and work our way back into the 80s and lower 90s for much of next week. The outlook for areas outside of the Midwest is equally favorable. In fact, most of Texas and Oklahoma will likely see widespread precipitation as we move forward through this next three-day period. It'll be the first generalized rain event seen in the region for quite a little while, and quite beneficial for many of the unirrigated sorghum, corn, and cotton-producing areas, as well as some peanut-producing regions. Precipitation is badly needed. It may not be quite enough to fix the overall moisture profile, but it's definitely going to be a step in the right direction. Drought has been plaguing some areas in Texas for more than 3 years, and it still looks as though it's going to take a lot more precipitation before that region is fully relieved of the drought. Temperatures across the southern plains will actually be cooler than usual over this week because of the heavier rains that are likely to occur. As far as areas outside of the U.S., it still looks like we're watching rather closely the lack of moisture down in parts of South Africa's wheat country and also in western Argentina. Neither area is a very large wheat-producing region, and we're not nearly as concerned about it as we once were, mainly because western Australia, which had also been too dry, is also looking a lot better now. Well, back here in the Midwest, it certainly looks as though our forecast is going to be favorable for the region. We do think that some strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible with the frontal boundary that will cut across the Midwest later this week into the weekend. You should be aware that before that frontal system arrives, the only precipitation that occurs across the region will be erratic showers and thunderstorms. They'll be random and mostly light in nature. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And in a moment, we'll get a look at analysis of some of the markets with Aaron Curtis at Midco in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Right now, a look at the futures are trading. Winter wheat for September, 699 and a half, down 9. December, 715 and a quarter, down 9. September wheat in Chicago, 672, down 9. December, 684 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. September corn, 538 and three quarters, down 6 and a half. December, 504 and a quarter, down 5. March, 516, down 5 and a half. May, 2014, 523 and three quarters, down 5 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1435 and three quarters, up 6 3/4. September, 1298 and a quarter, unchanged. November, 1256 and three quarters, down 3/4. January, 1260 and three quarters, down 1. August soybean meal, 446.80, up 390. September, 408.30, up 2. August bean oil, 45.92, that's down 29 cents. September, 45.79, down 38. August live cattle, 121.85, that's down 7.5. October live cattle, 126.75, down 35. August feeder cattle, 150.12, unchanged. September, 152.72.5, up 17.5. July lean hogs, 102.10, that's down 7.5. Joining me now on the phone is Aaron Curtis at Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. What do you see in some of the numbers we're running through?
Well, mostly lower trade, although beans are starting to perk back up here a little bit. August beans leading the way here now that July futures are off the board. They went off Friday at noon, so August beans trying to maintain a little bit of leadership. Of course, old crop ending stocks on beans still remain on the tight side here, so trying to encourage some additional cash movement here by firming up, and that's helping bring up the new crop months a little bit. As for corn, like Drew mentioned there in the weather update, overall very favorable here. We saw prices weaken up considerably going home on Friday afternoon and kind of some leftover selling here. Again, this morning, rain chances expected to increase here as the weekend, as we approach the weekend anyway, and that should be nearly ideal for most of the Midwest here. Expecting crop ratings this afternoon to be steady to maybe 1 to 2%. Percentage points better, and most people you talk to say the crop looks pretty good here for mid-July. Still going to be a couple interesting weeks here as we move forward with going into pollination and a big part of the Corn Belt here with a lot of the crop being planted all within a short window. So the market's going to continue to be jumpy, but as of to start the week anyway, the weather looks pretty good, and that's putting some additional pressure here on the new crop contracts.
Yeah, very radical departure from a year ago. And in terms of rainfall, we had a wet enough period in several weeks ago.
Yeah, we had some challenges early on this year with some spring planting, but overall things have progressed pretty nicely. And even this week, temperatures are going to be close to 90, so not unexpected for Illinois for mid-July, but still plenty of moisture out there, so the crops growing pretty considerably, seeing some tassels out in some parts, expected some more here as we move forward. And, as we look through this next couple weeks of pollination, this weather is going to continue to be pretty critical. Probably keep things kind of jumpy. $5 area on Dease corn, we'll see if that can hold here for the short term until at least we see what kind of coverage levels and rain totals we get this weekend. But overall, I think if the weather continues to favor good growth, rallies are going to be hard to come by here.
What else are you looking out for in the next month or so?
Well, I think you got to keep an eye on the dollar. It's been pretty erratic here over the last week or so. So things quiet down here as far as any other fundamental news. Outside markets tend to make their way into the corn and bean markets. Try to finish up some winter wheat harvest here over the next week or so. And I think While probably watching the western Corn Belt weather a little bit, probably a little drier than desired in some of those areas, so kind of keep an eye on that. But weather's probably going to be the main determinant factor here probably over the next couple weeks. Not much in terms of USDA numbers out here for a while, despite the besides the weekly demand numbers. So weather's going to kind of dictate the trade here for the next few sessions.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Aaron.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis at Midco at Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Right now, looking at the tickets, it's September wheat 672 down 9, and September corn 539.5 down 6. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana, 81 degrees on Friends Plaza. It's 901.